And hey, if you enjoyed Fresh Hop Cinema today, you can now go to kzfr.org and tip this show. Have a great night.
To the doctor, and the doctor said, son, you look older than me, and I'm 71. You're falling apart, you're not living right. I went to the doctor, and the doctor said loud, you got to stop hanging out with that old in crowd. Living's a battle, yeah. In the fight. I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, boy, your body is a temple. It's not a toy. Fill up this here paper cup and give it to the nurse. Don't spill it now. I went to the doctor. Doctor said, friend, this should be the middle, but it could be the end. Better get better, else you're gonna get worse. Oh, I went to the doctor. Oh, I went to the doctor. I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, sir, we got back the x-ray. Everything's a blur. But it's all positive. That's what every single test shows. I went to the doctor. Doctor said, kid, it was something that you ate or drank. It's something that you did. And it's all in your head. It's spreading on down to your toes.
Hello. This is Ken Logan, and you're listening to, shortly, The Doctor's In. However, first of all, I want to make sure you can hear me okay. There we go. I'm going to tell you that this is, you're listening to FM 90.1, KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. And you're listening to, currently, I hope you're going to continue listening. The show over the next hour is called The Doctor's In, and I'm Ken Logan, a family practice doctor here in Chico, California, and I do this show for an hour from 6 to 7, the third Thursday of each month, and I like to cover subjects that are health and medical related that I think would be good for us all to be on the same page relative to. So, and I'm going to tell you about today's show in just a minute. First, because I'm giving you my opinions about stuff, I'm going to give a disclaimer, as we always do. The opinions voiced on this program do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of KZFR, its staff, board of directors, underwriters, or volunteers. Now, speaking of underwriters, The Doctor's Inn is made possible by the generous contributions from KZFR supporters and by Friends of the Arts, your state local partner to the California Arts Council since 2001. Friends of the Arts creates economic opportunity by producing and supporting events and by publishing a bi-monthly arts and culture newsletter. To stay in the know or to have your event listed, visit Friends of the Arts. I think on the internet is what they, I think you could Google that. And by Drunken Dumpling in Chico, serving locally sourced, fresh, homemade Asian fusion comfort food at 1414 Park Avenue, Suite 120, just behind Nobby's. Open 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., Tuesday through Thursday, and from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday and Saturday. Details on Facebook, Instagram, and on the internet at Drunken Dumpling Chico, all one, no periods in that, drunkendumplingchico.com. Drunken Dumpling, where they love food, flavor, and our community. So again, I'm Ken Logan, and you're listening to a show called The Doctor's Inn. And today's show, let me give you a little layout of what I'm planning here for the show. And you say, oh, you mean you actually plan the show, Logan? Yes, I do, kind of. And today's show, I'm gonna first start about, I'm gonna review the categories of healthcare providers, and then we're gonna talk more about that, the categories. But then I'm gonna introduce, and we're gonna speak with, not quite yet, but in a few couple minutes, my guest today, who is Dr. Shayla Waddell, naturopathic doctor. That is, she's a doctor of naturopathic medicine, and you're gonna hear about what a doctor of naturopathic medicine, what that means, what their training is, what she, and then we're going to hear what she does. We're going to open up your eyes and your mind, and I want you to please listen to that. I'm going to learn today as well. If we have time, I'll talk a little bit about the latest COVID information, vaccine information, and then I might make a statement, but I'll probably just make it right now. It's about freedom in the United States relative to the health of one's body, healthcare decisions of one's body, and freedom in our democracy. And that has to do with reproductive health and women's freedom and males' freedom. And we have seen some fallback, taking away our freedoms. And so I want you to know that I am totally opposed to this freedom taking awayness that's happened in our country lately. I am a family physician. I am in favor of us all, men, women, all of us, having freedom relative to what we do with our own body, women included. Duh. All right. Okay, got that off my chest. Thank you for listening. All right. Now we're going to morph into talking with the guest. And again, that's Dr. Shayla Waddell. She's a naturopathic doctor practicing here in Chico. And I guess I better turn her mic on. Okay. Let's see. Let me have you try saying hello in the mic, Shayla.
Hello, and thanks for having me.
Try that one more time.
Hello.
Okay. Say that one more time.
Hello.
Very good. Excellent. Dr. Waddell, thank you so much for being here with
thanks
us today.
For
excellent. So,
I didn't say Dr. Logan.
No, Ken's great. Well, I'm going to call you Dr. Waddell.
I've appreciated your friendship over the years. So,
thank you.
I forget that we're in the professional capacity right here.
So. No, this is a very informal show, so you can call me whatever you want. Just don't call me late for dinner, right? Okay, hey, listen, I know you're going to talk about this too, but let me just say this. So Dr. Waddell is a naturopathic doctor and an MD. And I want you to know that the term healthcare providers is something that's relatively new in the world. That term didn't exist when I started in this business. We didn't use that terminology, but we do now. And so healthcare providers are categorized, from my standpoint, as a family physician, into these three categories. So, and I'm talking about healthcare providers, and that is professionals that help you with your health and medical situations and preventative care and all that in your life. And the three categories of healthcare providers that I think are doctors is one category. Nurse practitioners is the second category. And physician assistants or physician associates is the third category. And back up to doctors, there are three subcategories of doctors. There's MDs, which are medical doctors. That's what I am. And then there are DOs, who are doctors of osteopathic medicine. They function essentially like MDs do. In the United States at this point in time, without going into other details, MDs and DOs are functionally synonymous in my mind. I work with them. Anyway, we do the same things. And so then the third category of doctor as far as a healthcare provider, including primary care provider, are NDs, or doctors of naturopathic medicine. And that is what you are going to have the pleasure of listening to Dr. Waddell talk about, because she is a naturopathic doctor. Dr. Waddell, I hope you agree with things I just said, but and if you don't, you're going to tell us.
No, everything you said was completely accurate. So in one of the things to understand when you're talking about naturopathic medicine is that it's a state-by-state basis. We still do 4 years of medical school. We take 2 sets of clinical boards, basic science and anatomy and that kind of stuff after our 2 years. And then we take our clinical boards at the end of our 4 years of clinic and school. And so, but when I went finished school back in 2005, there was only like 5 or 6 schools. I didn't get a chance to look up exactly how many schools there was at the time. There wasn't very many naturopathic medical schools around compared to medical schools or osteopathic schools.
And are you talking in the United States you were talking about?
In the United States.
Wow.
Yes.
So say that one more time. Back when you started, 2000...
And it hasn't changed that much. There's maybe, like, because not all of them were accredited. Some of them were trying to get accredited, keeping accreditation. But there's only, like, 5 to 8 naturopathic medical schools around.
In the United States?
In the United States and Canada.
Holy cow. I knew there was few, but I did not know it was that few.
Yeah,
all
there's
right.
One in Portland... Seattle has one, which within the last 3 years, they opened an adjunct of, branch of the Seattle School in San Diego.
Oh, wow. Great.
And those, Bastyr University and National College of Naturopathic Medicine, that's where I went to school, that's in Portland, they kind of are the two that have been around the longest.
Gotcha.
And my school got name changed since I graduated, so it's now... They changed the name. So it's similar. But and then there's one in Bridgeport, Connecticut, one in Vancouver, BC, one in like Calgary or like somewhere in the middle of Canada. And I think there might be one in Chicago now. But there's still not very many. There's
right.
like literally like just, oh, and there's one in Arizona. Arizona's kind of like came... But the 3 biggest ones for the longest time were Portland, Seattle, and Arizona.
Okay.
And when I say big, they're not that big compared to a medical school.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
How many students, roughly, in a class of yours?
Maybe 50.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Okay.
So small.
Small, yeah, which is kind of good in a way.
Good, yeah.
There's pros to that.
Yeah.
Hey, and interesting, did you say there were 2 in Canada?
I think there's 2 in Canada.
Which I think is another kind of cool, I think positively about some of the things that happen in Canada compared to the United States, by the way.
Yes.
So, before we get into, I know you might bring this up later, but how long have naturopathic doctors been licensed in the state of California?
So I want to say, I don't have that exact number, but I'm going to say that it was only when I graduated college in 2005, I do not believe they were licensed yet, or they were just starting to be licensed, because in the middle of my schooling, they were not licensed.
In the middle of your naturopathic schooling.
Yeah, so 2002, 2003, maybe, but I know it was relatively new because my license number... only 230.
Oh, you're kidding me.
So
right.
In 2007, when I got licensed, that I was only the 230th naturopath in the state.
Well, I just...
That was licensed.
Right.
People could choose not to, which seems not smart, but there is a difference between naturopathic doctors and doctors who take medical boards, like an MD, a DO, a naturopathic doctor, we all have to take medical boards. PAs have to do some sort of boarding and licensure, correct?
Yes, as well as nurse practitioners.
Yes. Uh-huh. So But there are schools, and this is really, I think, one of the things that has made it difficult to get licensure throughout the United States, because every state is not licensed to recognize naturopathic doctors. And part of the reason of that is there's lots of political reasons, lots of reasons, not understanding our training, not, you know, understanding what we're doing. But there's a large group of people that can go online and get like a mail order degree and call themselves naturopathic doctors.
Doctors?
Not doctors, naturopaths.
Naturopaths.
So they call themselves naturopaths.
Right.
And for somebody that doesn't really know, is looking for an alternative or looking for somebody, they may...
That's confusing.
That's confusing to say that a naturopath and a naturopathic doctor may not be the same thing.
By the way, I've seen that in Chico. I've been in Chico a long time, many years, a few decades, and that I've seen it that happen in Chico, by the way. Yes, bummer. So you are a doctor. You are Dr. Waddell.
Yes.
Right on.
Yeah.
And, wow.
The good, the bad,
so,
the ugly with that.
Hey, so the United States, how many, it's just a handful of states that have naturopaths.
It's progressed. I want to say that by the time, when I graduated in 2005, it was around 13.
Of the 50 states,
Of the 50 states, and we're about at 26 states and territories.
All right, so.
But of that, one of the obstacles to offering naturopathic medicine, and we'll dive deeper about how to, the training or what we, how our approach differs slightly from MDs or a DO or a PA.
But or a nurse practitioner.
Or a nurse practitioner. Thank you. I kind of lump nurse practitioners, PAs, but I'm not saying them.
Together. No,
they're both mid-levels.
So correct. And I will always... Remember, I'm listening to what you say,
so
and I have a mic on.
So the main thing is that insurance doesn't cover us in all states.
Say that one more time.
Insurance does not cover us in all states. And I'm looking at my computer here that has the list of how many states were currently licensed. Give me a second.
Sure.
Pull it up. But it was 26. And The chart on there was not 100% accurate, because it does say how many states are trying to have bills up to get more. There are more states than the 26 where there's registration or licensure that have bills being proposed, and they're trying to be advancements and getting more states licensed. But it only has about 6 listed on this site, which I think is pretty accurate, but it's hard to collect data, you know, even through COVID, getting accurate data and getting stuff. But most insurances are not recognizing naturopathic doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in Oregon and Washington, where the two leading schools were for a long time, like the 70s is when they came about, you know, they function very much as primary care. They have very much insurance coverage, recognition, you know, can do pretty much everything that a primary care can do. Now, that's how we're trained, right? We're trained, but if you think about it, even like doctors specialize in different things.
Medical doctors and DOs specialize in different things.
Even. You can have a PA and an FMP that does dermatology only. Or you could have a, you know. So
doctors of naturopathic medicine do the same. Okay.
Same thing. Kind of like chiropractors. Some of them have different techniques. Some of them, you know, even physical therapists. You could go to 3 different physical therapists and get being treated for the same thing, but kind of each one has their own tools and their own approach.
Expertise,
you know? Expertise. So... that's been the struggle, is that because it's not licensed in every state, because there's a group of people that call themselves naturopaths without clinical training and clinical rounds and seeing patients and
without
putting their hands on people.
Without being naturopathic doctors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They kind of have had, you know, tainted the profession to some degree.
Right.
And that really, rightfully so, being a doctor... or a practitioner of healthcare is a privilege, but it comes a lot of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you have a group of people that are, you know, calling themselves the same thing as you or similar to you, if then they do irresponsible things, it reflects really poorly on the profession, right? And it makes people not
incorrectly reflects poorly on the profession of, say, the naturopathic doctor. Yeah. If the naturopath, who isn't a doctor, does funky things, untrained, well, I hear you.
And
wow, bummer.
Because one bad MD or one bad FNP or one bad DO or PA doesn't mean the whole group's tainted.
Yeah.
But because of the difficulty, and I think
and the nuance.
My profession is really hard to, you know, educate, grow the profession, do legislature, help people. Like, those facets are hard to kind of do, you know?
Right.
But California, I have patients that get coverage. But if I looked on this graph from insurance, now I still don't bill insurance because I would have to be independently wealthy, which I would love to be, but and basically offer my services for free and hope that I got paid sometime from insurance.
But
I do have more insurances now that I've been here for 2007 to now, 15 years or so, that are... patients are getting coverage. So
really? I did not know that.
Yeah, Enloe's insurance is one that covers it. And then
great.
I have a few others. Somebody, one of my patients, basically, you know, took all her super bills for, like, I don't know, 5 years. And I was like, there's no way their insurance is going to even look at something over 2 years old. And she got reimbursement. She wrote an appeal letter and got reimbursement.
Wow.
So it's coming around.
Wow. That's a good sign.
Yeah, and most of my, except for Medicare, does not recognize us as providers.
Including in Washington and Oregon?
Including, as far as it's a national thing.
Medicare
is a national program
that.
Is not recognized in any of those areas. So I cannot order, I can order for a Medi-Cal patient or for a patient, not Kaiser, obviously, but people who have, you know, any PPO, you know, an HMO that's on the Blue Shield or Blue Cross. I can order labs, imaging, MRI. I do all those. I use all those tools just like, you
just
know,
like
any
I do.
Other,
yeah.
Just like you do, just like any other healthcare practitioner does.
Mm-hmm.
The little bit of the difference is because insurance doesn't cover us, which I think is kind of a double-edged sword, because I wish I would be able to have access to more patients to help, because insurance would offer some coverage. But I also feel like with insurance not covering us, it gives me the privilege of spending more time with my patients because I'm not having insurance dictate how much time I can spend with them to get a certain amount of money to be able to pay my bills.
Like we do.
You're kind of, you know, unfortunately, a lot of the way the healthcare was set up is that you guys... you can work for free, but your bosses might be mad at you, right? Or it doesn't really work that way. So you're kind of constrained by what the insurance says you can do within that allotted time, you know?
Wow, what a very correct statement you have just made. And what country are we talking about? With the shackles around the legs of healthcare providers?
The United States.
Oh, the United States. That's in the United States of America?
Uh-huh.
Oh, where we're yeah.
So currently I get to spend anywhere from 30 to 90 minutes with my patients, you know? And my first visit is like 90 minutes.
Okay. Because I was going to bring this up a minute ago. The one thing that I've noticed about you and other naturopathic doctors here in the few that are in Chico, which we'll talk about in a minute how many are here in Chico, but is the fact that indeed what I've witnessed is the time spent with patients in the visit is the direct opposite of what MDs and DOs do in our practices. In other words, I'm exaggerating to a degree when I say direct opposite. But the point is, you're right. We MDs and DOs spend not generally speaking.
Not all the time.
We generally are unable to spend enough time with our patients.
Not really fair, you know. But it's the way the system and the insurance and the
correct.
government, then it's been years of a broken thing down the trickle-down effect.
You correct.
Know? So it's what we kind of have right now.
Correct. So when I know a patient has a naturopathic doctor, I've probably said this to some of my patients, you have the deluxe care because you have your healthcare provider, your doctor is going to be spending time with you. And I've witnessed the other part that I've witnessed. I want you to tell the listeners about you, what you do, but let me just give you my vision of or what I've witnessed in following you guys for, several years now.
Yeah, 15 to 17 years. I think Dr. Barlow was here a little bit before me.
Oh, my gosh, how time flies. Yeah, so, and I just listeners, so you know, I played a bit of a role with, you could talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the what I was going to say is not only the time, but the, MDs and DOs in our practices often, because we're time constrained, often we use tunnel vision. What I call is tunnel vision. You know, we try to focus in. And my son, by the way, is in medical school right now, and he talks to me a lot, and he sees it, and he talks about it. He knows how it's inappropriate. The tunnel vision is inappropriate. I'm hoping he won't be doing that. I don't think he will. I think he's going to be open-minded,
yeah.
More open-minded. Anyway, so naturopathic doctors, what I've witnessed is that the big picture, the whole patient is looked at and not so focused in on just one medical condition and then out the door. Next patient.
Yeah, I mean, I saw my provider recently, and he said, well, you come in with, like, three things. And I'm like, yeah, but they're all connected, you know? But it's hard in medicine the way that, other healthcare professionals that are taking insurance, which we need, are pretty much constrained, you know, to practice. So one of the things that I get to focus on is I get to focus on using, and I don't think, in my opinion, I've never wanted to be like, ND's good, MD's bad, PT, like everyone's good. It really is that insurance has changed how everyone's had to practice. And so for me, I don't think our principals, a lot of my colleagues from when I was back in school were like, we use natural stuff, so we're very, holistic, and we're trying to identify and treat the cause of a problem. And I think that every MD, every nurse practitioner, every PA would prefer to treat the cause of the problem if they could. It's not like no one that's unique to naturopathic medicine. I think naturopathic medicine wants to claim that as being unique, but I think it's one of the things that I get the privilege, in my opinion, to do, because unfortunately insurance doesn't cover, and I'm not dictated by how long I can spend with someone.
Exactly. We could move into another subject, because that just
I get to use, like, nutrition. I get trained in nutrition.
True that.
And I don't think, like, I was looking at a graphs where it looks at the curriculum difference between a DO, an MD, a chiropractor, and we get more hours in counseling. A lot of what we do is counseling, whether it's dietary counseling, exercise counseling, mental health counseling. Yes, we're using, drugs if they're appropriate. We're using, herbs if they're appropriate. We're using, potentially some people use homeopathy if it's appropriate. There's different tools that we get trained in, not just the drugs.
Not the prescription medicines only.
We do get a lot of hours. I think our hours of difference for, like, pharmacology is maybe like a 20-hour difference from a it's not huge, it's not significant. Don't quote me on that. I could pull it up, but I like talking to you more about it. But the main difference is we're trained in all of these modalities, and we get the nutrition aspect of it, and we get to try and use food as medicine, our mental health, our physical health, so much of what we do in our life impacts our health. And we get the time to, you know, it's a double-edged sword because I wish insurance would cover us, but right now, since they most don't, I get to have time to spend with my patients to try and look at them more as the whole being than just as the symptom or the one thing that's coming in. Like, I'll use a perfect example and then we can jump to something else. But like, I had a patient who's like even complaining of foot pain, and most of my patients, there's different things than foot pain. There's more complex cases and things like that, because a lot of people have seen a lot of doctors before they end up at me, you know, because they're like, hey, no one could figure out what was wrong with me. Not to say I always can, but sometimes I can. But this patient was talking to me about the foot pain, and I was like, okay, well, you had anyone look higher up. If you've treated the foot and you keep treating the foot and nothing's getting better, is there something with your hip alignment? Is there something with your knee alignment? Could it be something else that's leading to that pain there? It could just be foot pain, but it could be other things. And so I kind of get that training, and I think it's the difference in the training. I think we all would like to think this way. I think we just get the training to be able to look more at that whole picture versus narrowing in the view and just being like, well, how do I fix that one thing today? Take an NSAID or take
a medicine, an NSAID, yeah. Human medicine. Yeah. And so we all would like to, as in MDs, DOs as well, and nurse practitioners and physician assistants, all of us providers, you get you take the path of taking more time with the clients, and that, what you've said, I believe, is because you're not held in to see patients a certain amount of time and bill a certain amount of rate by insurance companies.
Yeah.
Your life doesn't depend on what the insurance companies are doing.
No.
And what I was going to say a minute ago is just to only because I'm hoping the listeners, because this doesn't really have anything to do with the specifics of this talk right now, but. If you listeners, if you've heard of, obviously, single-payer health care. In other words, health care, if we had health care in this country, that did not depend on, in any way, shape, or form, on profit-driven, profit-oriented, for-profit health insurance companies, if we didn't depend on them for our health care needs as humans, I think we could have a better system in. That includes all of us healthcare providers working with the same goals and then the same mission, et cetera, and the money and therefore the health insurance companies for profit was not in the picture. Single payer healthcare. Okay. Wow. Hey, you know what? You want to take just a little bitty break?
Sure. Sounds great.
Let's see if I can do that on this here.
Let's see if you can get some music going.
Yeah. Let me see if that's going to be a good look.
Dear Dr. Taiwan, right?
Oh, help me, please, doctor. I'm damaged. There's a pain where there once
Dear
was
Dr.
a
Taiwan,
heart.
Right?
Oh, help me, please, doctor. I'm. Oh, help me, please, mama. I'm sickening. It's today, that's the day of the plunge. Oh, the gal I'm to marry is a bull-legged sow. I've been soaking a drink like a sponge. Don't you worry, get dressed, cry my mother, as she fly me with bourbon so sour. Pour your socks up, put your suit on, comb your long hair down, for you will be wet in the hour. Oh, help me, please, doctor. There once was a heart.
sleeping, it's a beating. Can't you please take it out and preserve it right there in that jar? I was trembling as I put on my jacket. It had creases as sharp as a knife. I put the ring in my pocket, but there was a note. I've no courage to speak to your face.
All right. Wow, that was great. Who were we listening to there? We were listening to, I think that was that the Rolling Stones or Dr. Wu? I'm not exactly sure. All right. You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. This is Dr. Ken Logan, family practice doc, the doctor's in. And we're talking with Dr. Shayla Waddell, ND, or naturopathic doctor, or in other words, a doctor of naturopathic medicine here in Chico for the last 15 years at least. And thank you for being my guest on this show, Dr. Waddell.
It's a privilege.
Great. And then I want to, you know, before we get into what you and I were just talking about, tell us how many naturopathic doctors are in Chico. And by the way, Dr. Waddell also already talked about the fact that a health care or a person who's a professional of some sort and calls themselves a naturopath but is not a naturopathic doctor is a whole different ball of wax, whole different thing. They are not somebody who's licensed as a and has all the years of training and licensure that a naturopathic doctor like Dr. Waddell does. So Dr. Waddell here that you're listening to is a doctor. She's a naturopathic doctor. N-N-D. I am an M-D, a medical doctor. She is an N-D. How many in Chico?
There is three of us in Chico.
Wow.
So.
And how many M-Ds and D-Os, you might say? Well, you might wonder. Well, there's a few hundred. Yeah, so it's a big difference.
And we're still short. We could use more healthcare providers.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's
including you guys. Hey, and I'm going to reiterate something that you said earlier, and just so the listeners can know this, that, you know, we talk to our patients about obtaining a primary care provider, a PCP, a primary care provider, so that you have somebody, your doctor or nurse practitioner or physician assistant, to see when you have medical problems, you know, somebody to go to and help you with preventative stuff as well. And you, as an ND, a naturopathic doctor, are one of those professions that does that.
We are one of those professions that does primary care. And in other states, it, I would say it's more common for naturopaths to...
Naturopathic doctors
to be primary care. Doctors. In California,
yeah.
It's very challenging to be primary care because... The legislature, even though we're licensed in California, the legislature is still limiting what we can do based on what we're trained in. So there's a lot of things I was trained in medical school that because I practice in California, I cannot do. Because the state has restricted, they wanted to ease into letting us have licensed, and they were, you know, whether it was MD, I mean, the family nurse practitioners had to fight really hard to get independent kind of prescribing and spent millions of dollars doing legislature education and lobbying and to get there, and years and years. So we're lucky that California recognizes us as doctors and offers us that license. You know, we pay for it. We pay a big chunk of money, but it's really hard to be a primary care doctor in California, whereas most of my colleagues in Oregon and in Washington state where it's been licensed for years, they are primary care. Still, some specialize in sports medicine, some specialize in dermatology, some are more practiced as herbalists. They like to just use herbs for their treatment modalities. They don't want to use all their training. Because I consider myself kind of like a generalist in that I have a lot of knowledge about a lot of different things, like even neurology and, you know, like all those things. I have a lot of knowledge about a lot of stuff, and I use a lot of the, I do use herbs, but I also use nutrition and I use drugs.
And by the way, drugs, and she mentioned that before, in other words, prescription medicines.
Yes.
She prescribes as a naturopathic doctor, ND, she can prescribe.
Like a primary care would prescribe.
Like a primary care other provider would do.
Yeah.
She prescribes medicines.
The problem is that in California, I'm able to prescribe medications because I have to have a prescribing doctor that understands our knowledge and is willing to basically say that we are trained well enough to use primary care medications for patients. And you have been my colleague that has respected our training and got to know me, because it was probably like, who are these people? What are they doing to begin with? They want me to say they can prescribe antibiotics, but I couldn't even prescribe antibiotics for a patient with a urinary tract infection. And I have some cool cases where I've had patients that have been on constant antibiotics they're on a low dose continually for bladder infections. And whether it's due to anatomical issues, the spinal cord injuries, age, like some people are just very prone to that, just like kidney stones. Somebody could have, you know, more calcium, more, not enough citrate. But for me, I've gotten people off of continual antibiotics. But it's really hard because antibiotics save lives. You need them sometimes. They're not bad, you know, like they're... They may be overprescribed at times, but I think that's also patients dictating that to some degree, because they need to get back to work. They don't want to feel bad, and even though it could be viral, they're like, give me antibiotics, right? So, and I'm not saying that happens all the time. None of this is all generalizations, but I could not prescribe a patient antibiotics and prevent them from getting a kidney infection if it was appropriate to not use herbs and not use other things. I couldn't prescribe them those antibiotics that would, you know, help them, keep them out of the hospital, out of the ER, unless you recognized our training and, you know, and signed a piece of paper in the state of California saying that we're trained adequately and you trust that we'll, you know, do a good job and not, you know, go outside of our training.
And what Dr. Waddell is talking about is when she says you, she's
Dr. Ken Logan.
She's looking at me when she says you. In other words, me. So the point there is that naturopathic doctors, NDs, in order to practice in California and probably other states, are a similar phenomenon.
A lot of other states. Some states they have no prescribing rights. In California, without an MD or DO supporting a naturopath, I could only prescribe thyroid and hormones.
Oh, is that right? You could do that.
I didn't know those basic things, but it's like,
yeah.
which are both
hormones. Yeah, thyroid and other
testosterone
hormones.
And estrogen and those things. I could prescribe those only, but not any antibiotic, not a basic.
High blood pressure medicines, diabetes medicines.
Patients.
Yeah.
I mean, I have had patients come into my office with like a blood sugar out of control, like dangerous.
Very high.
And they're like, want to use nutrition and herbs and be natural. And
by the way, which everybody should do when they have diabetes and are treating their blood sugars, but MDs and DOs don't take the time to teach them. I know this is a fact. I could go on and on about that, but I'll restrain myself and allow you to keep thinking.
Well, again, it's
ask
really
to keep
hard
talking.
For you guys to be able to explain as much too.
Oh.
Have the time to go.
Oh,
through
don't
it, you know?
I don't buy that.
You don't?
I was sitting in a class for Medicare patients yesterday, teaching about. I was supposed to talk for an hour on medicines for diabetes. Well, the person who asked me to do it knows very well that I don't just sit there and talk about medicines. So I was talking about foods and body activity.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about, and I was frustrated because we MDs and DOs do not take the time to talk about the things that really matter, that you're talking about, nutrition, et cetera.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. And I
makes an enormous amount of difference.
Yeah, yep. I mean, I just took a call from somebody right before, and, you know, like, out of the 30 minutes, 20 of it was, you know, talking about food and and exercise and how to try and eat more regularly so they don't get blood sugar that worsens their drops
exactly.
or spikes that make their depression worse. Or,
and thank
you know,
goodness you're doing that as their doctor.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, so in order, in California at least, in order for Dr. Waddell and other naturopath, MDs, doctors of naturopathic medicine, are in order to be able to prescribe an array of maintenance kind of basic prescription medications, controlled substances, most controlled substances,
yeah.
you know, like opiates and all that kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, we don't do those.
But the vast array of medicines that people need for their maintenance of their chronic diseases like diabetes and high blood pressure, et cetera, et cetera. Naturopathic doctors can do that in California if they have an MD, medical doctor, or a DO, doctor of osteopathic medicine, who is taken on, who finds out about them, their training, et cetera, and how they're doing their job. And as Dr. Waddell said, then that MD or DO agrees to be supportive. She said the word of supportive a minute ago. I am not their supervisor. So I do that for, I guess, three of you here in town. Well, and I have for many years. And that, I am not your supervisor.
No.
I'm your peer. Your peer.
Yeah.
However, because of the licensure issue in California, I attest to the fact that indeed you three are trained and able, and thank goodness you're here in this city practicing. So I scratched my name on. I raised my hand and said, "Yeah, that's a good idea. That's not a bad idea. That's a good idea in this town, Chico." And so I signed it, and I continue to support you.
You continue, and we greatly appreciate that.
Yeah.
But
I'm not doing anything. You are the doers. I'm just saying, yeah, bring it on in Chico.
Yeah, and the thing is I don't want patients, like, if somebody is in dangerous, if their blood pressure is dangerously high, if they're, a lot of people come to me and think, all I'm going to do is, you know, give them a diet and give them an herb to treat their blood pressure like you would give a drug to treat their blood pressure. And I do
that. A drug as in a prescription medicine.
A prescription medication. Uh-huh. And I do use some herbs more like a prescription. But if it's dangerous to their health, I'm not going to let them escape and just say, you're going to skate along. It's like, no, we don't have time to work on your diet. We will be working on your diet. But you need to maybe use a prescription medication with everything else we're doing.
Because right now your blood pressure is too high.
Right now your blood pressure is too high. Your blood sugar is too high. You're causing damage to your kidney. We get to educate them a lot more. I agree with you that we all could take a little bit more time, but I think that there is a lot of constraint that and just patterns that have been set up because of insurance companies. So I don't blame
You're not pointing fingers at us, MDs and DOs, and
I understand
what we're going through.
But it's really hard. But I can't in California. I couldn't do a lot of things without you believing in us.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm
and
happy
I
to do it. Yeah.
That,
so. Oh, yeah. You're welcome.
And so do all my patients.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like what you know. I like you were saying a minute ago or on the break. You know, we need more primary cares in this town. Absolutely, we don't have enough.
No.
And because people have difficulty finding their primary care, so therefore we need more, like, you know, MDs, DOs, and NDs to fill those shoes. And so I totally agree. Wow. So, in your training,
what does a classic visit look like?
Yeah, exactly. Tell us what a visit to Dr. Waddell is like.
I mean, I do a very similar type of thing. Take a history. What are you presenting with? What are
so
you,
she says similar as what I would do for instance,
yeah,
as
like
an MD.
Any doctor, an MD, DO,
other doctors as well.
Other,
Oh, PA FNP. Or an in nurse practitioner. Yeah,
you go
ahead.
In, they tag, how long have you had this problem? What's been going on? You know, does it radiate anywhere? What is your, you know, I get to ask, what's your diet like? What
Thank
review,
goodness.
Review their meds, you know, review their sleep habits. You know, are you in, like, what do you do for exercise? What do you do for stress reduction? I mean, one of the questions I also ask is, what do you do for fun? Like,
good.
We don't, none of us, we live in a stressful world, yeah. and none of us do enough, take enough time to
for ourselves.
On, for ourselves and to have fun and not let all the stressors wear us down, you know?
We need more of you in this town and in this country.
So, and then after the history of all that, and family history and the same sort of thing that any healthcare provider would be kind of doing, because you need that history to make decisions on what do you do next? Do mm-hmm. I order labs? Do I need an MRI?
Which or she can do, which you do as part of your work.
Do,
you do the adding lab, ordering lab tests and x-rays and whatever.
Quest, LabCorp, Valley Clinical.
Those are names of laboratories, yeah.
Yeah, all those places order basic labs. But then I also get to order functional labs too, which look more at kind of like not the test you would get from going to the basic laboratory. So one of those...
Tell us more about that.
So like functional stool tests or something called a SIBO test.
What do you mean functional tests?
Well, it's looking at how, like, it's looking at more of, like, are you breaking down foods in your stool? Like, you can tell based on what's in the stool... to tell whether the upper digestion, whether there's a parasite, whether the digestive tract is functioning properly. So there's tests that don't just, you know, I have a hard time when I talk to patients because they're like, well, everything on my lab test looked normal. And I'm like, well, you have a few things.
Speaking of tunnel vision.
I'm like, you have a few
that we
things
do sometimes.
Here or there, but I'm like, it's if you've had a colonoscopy, if you've had...
colonoscopy, in other words, endoscopy, she's saying...
digestive tests by a gastroenterologist.
To look down in the gut and see what's going on.
It's a scope, a camera that goes down into the gut to look. And you still are having problem, and maybe you've had a CAT scan, and you're still having stomach problems. Maybe it's that the stomach isn't functioning right. And so that's a harder thing to look at, is the functionality of organs, because there's no... blood test that is going to say perfectly. And you have to remember, this is one of the things that I think that gets the tunnel vision that I think has been forced and, you know, patterns created from a lot of practitioners. I don't think it's anyone's fault, but I tell patients a set of labs is a snap in time. They are not 100% definitive. Even an MRI or a CAT scan, those tests, you still have to use medical knowledge and determine if whatever is found on those tests means something in relation to your symptoms. And labs can change every day. So we have to take that big picture step back and think, if someone's not responding to a drug treatment or if they're not responding and none of the tests have clued us into things, then maybe it's some food they're eating, maybe it's the function of the organ. And I kind of got into naturopathic medicine because I was diagnosed with digestive issues and Crohn's disease.
Crohn's disease is a colon and small bowel function problem.
Yeah, it's an inflammatory autoimmune disorder, and I was not getting better on the meds. And so I determined, I didn't really know what a naturopath was, but I was in my 20s. And I just told my mom, like, I'm not getting better with the drugs, and I still feel sick. And I ended up at a naturopathic doctor's office, and I think the drugs helped me at the time. Like, I'm not saying the drugs were bad, but they just didn't fix my symptom. And that's the other thing to kind of, that we get the privilege to kind of think about, is that you can have more than one thing going on at a time. And that makes it a little tricky, because we would all, and I even have to, when I'm the patient, remind myself that I would like the magic pill. But there's no magic pill, right? It takes work. Health takes work. And you have to, there could be more than one thing causing stomach pain, right? It could be some of the food you're eating. But it also could be that maybe you don't have enough digestive enzymes either, right? So there can be more things going on than just, you know, one thing and one pill that answers everything. I tell people I'd be rich and sitting on a beach if I had a magic pill that I could hand out.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't need to be doing it if I had a magic pill that fixed everything.
And part of what's obviously, as you and I know and a lot of the listeners know, I think, is that over the last, I don't know, 50 years, 100 years, maybe not quite that long, in our country, we've because of the power and presence, I should say, presence of the pharmaceutical industry in the United States, we are a pill-oriented society. You know, so like Dr. Waddell said just now, pill doesn't solve the problem, doesn't solve all of the problem. But she also said...
They can be necessary. Are necessary.
Prescription medicines are necessary in the right place, at the right time, in amongst the right other things being done. It's the lack of other things being done and talked about and thought about that she just talked about, that we, unfortunately, as MDs and DOs, do not do enough of. We get tunnel visioned and we think about what pill we're going to give the patient. And you patients, I'm hoping you people, all of us, should not be okay with that in your healthcare provider. In other words, your doctor should be asking you enough questions to find out what's going on. And like things like what Dr. Waddell said a minute ago, such as, what are the stresses in your life, and what do you do to decrease the stresses in your life? What do you do for activity? What do you do for fun? And then go over nutrition. What do you do? What kind of eating do you do? Those are critical facts. And so she and other naturopathic doctors do that. And for whatever the reason that's put that, you're trained in that, and that's a distinct part of your work every day. I've clued in on over time, and I just feel like we other healthcare providers, like MDs, DOs, nurse practitioners, and physician assistants, can learn from you guys.
Yeah.
We can all learn from each other.
You'll learn from each other and work together.
And work together. And, we all want to help our patients achieve a higher level of health.
I only have about two or three patients who have NDs as their primary carers. I don't have one of yours yet, but and I like that.
Over the years, though, working a bit more.
Oh yeah,
you had some of mine.
Oh yeah,
because I could name a few in my head.
I am semi-retired, so I don't do as much work anymore. Wow, so we're going to kind of wind down a bit now.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sure, thank you very much. Wow. So we've been speaking with Dr. Shayla Waddell, naturopathic doctor, an ND naturopathic doctor in Chico, in her practices in Chico, and has been for the last 15 at least years, doing a wonderful service to our community.
Yes.
And thank you very much, Dr. Waddell.
Thank you. I want to say one more thing. We stopped at the functional labs, but the next thing that I do to finish my visit with patients would be to go over a treatment plan.
Oh yeah,
which could include nutritional supplements. It could include it includes dietary changes, increasing water, maybe seeing a counselor or a physical therapist or a chiropractor or an acupuncturist. It's a holistic game plan, and so at the end of the visit is the treatment plan to help them build. And I kind of talk about health as a staircase of health. We're always trying to climb up it and achieve a higher level and not keep slipping and sliding back. So we're using all those things like nutrition and, you know, other practitioners to support the person's well-being, and diet and herbs and prescription medications when necessary. And so that's kind of the way we end our visit. And so I just wanted to wrap up to make sure they had the whole picture of how a visit would go with me. So
excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Logan.
Your patients are fortunate, and that is a great thing. So bring more of you into the town for us, please.
I'll work on that.
Thanks, Dr. Waddell. So I'm going to tell you this. The Doctor's Inn is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters like you and by D.A. Lampe Construction, a proud supporter of KZFR and community radio in Northern California. For more information, visit dalampeconstruction.com. And Lampe is spelled L-A-M-P-E, Lampe Construction. And by Mountain Sports for over 45 years, providing outdoor clothing and equipment for hiking, backpacking, camping, traveling, and enjoying the great outdoors. Mountain Sports open Monday through Saturday, and from 10 a.m. till 5:30 p.m. and 11 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon on Sunday at 176 East 3rd Street in downtown Chico. The opinions voiced on this program do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of KZFR, its staff, board of directors, underwriters, or volunteers. They have been the opinions of Dr. Logan, me, and Dr. Waddell. And thank you to Dr. Waddell, and thank you to Mark Baker, the fellow helping me with this computer today. And I'm going to try to play some music, Dr. Wu, and then we're going to move on to planetary radio momentarily. So I hope you listen next month, same time, third Thursday of the month from 6 to 7 for the Dr.